You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about starting with the easiest thing to change. So I want you to think about your goal. And I want you to think about what your brain tells you you have to do to achieve your goal. It's like, well, we have to change this. We have to change that. We have to change this. We have to do this different. We have to show up in this way. And I want you to think about, does any of those things sound easy to do? Because we know that the brain doesn't want us to actually change. It doesn't want us to actually take that action. Then likely what it's doing is presenting you with a lot of things you don't want to do or that seem really hard to do. And so the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what's the easiest way to achieve this goal? And see what comes up. See what your answer is. And then I want you to ask yourself, what's the easiest thing to change? And then start there. Now, you might find that your brain's like, okay, well, this is the easiest thing to change, but then I have to change this, but then I have to change that, and then this thing and that thing. And I want you to just start with what's the easiest thing to change, get that answer, and then go change it. Don't let your brain pull you into all these other hard things that might come up. What's the easiest thing to change that will help me get to my goal? Do that action. Then ask yourself the question again. What's the easiest thing to change to help me get to my goal? Then do that again. Because our brain often likes to continue to try to find things until it can present to you an obstacle that you don't know how to change or that it seems impossible to change. So it's like, well, you can do step one and step two and step three and step four, but step 18, we can't do. So we might as well not even try. Like that's what it kind of wants to offer us. So again, I want you to figure out what's step one, what's the easiest step, start to do that, implement that, make that normal, make that a habit, and then look at the next thing, implement that in. Because again, your brain's going to want to jump ahead to the next thing and the next thing. Start with the easiest, start with the simplest. Don't let it try to pull you to the hardest thing. Implement that and then go on to the next piece. We all know it takes taking action to actually achieve our goals, but what some of us don't know is how to actually get ourselves to do that, especially when our brain is trying to avoid something, when it doesn't want to do it, when we just keep starting and stopping and we don't understand why. You're going to want to get access to this video. This video is going to cover exactly why you aren't taking action, but also what to do about it. Like, what solutions can I use to help my brain actually want to take more action instead of just avoid it? So if you're ready for that, go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to the Why You Aren't Taking Action video.